You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, your dollar bill could be worth thousands. Apparently, there is a website called CoolSerialNumbers.com that is saying, if your dollar bill has a real cool serial number, it could be worth up to $2,500. So we'll talk about that so you guys could check your money. We also have reports, more information on the Navy Yard gunman and some of the psychiatric history we're going to talk to you about. Then we have a report here that hormone replacement therapy for women who are menopausal may actually be protecting them from pancreatic cancer. Now, mind you, there was a study saying women on birth control could be at risk for pancreatic cancer. But we'll talk about that. I mean, I'm dying to take some estrogen. I need more estrogen. Don't I sound like I need more estrogen? Don't I? I really need some more estrogen. So if that can protect me against cancer, hell yeah. Then we're going to be talking about the genetic tendency towards left or right handedness. If you're a lefty, if you're a righty, what have scientists figured out gene-wise? Some pretty cool topics today. But never too cool to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So apparently, unusual bills, dollar bills, $5 bills, etc., are being bought, sold, and pursued by the website CoolSerialNumbers.com. They are looking for people who have low. Now, your serial number, it's on two places of the dollar bill, on the right and on the left. Okay? So they're looking for serial numbers like 000-00001 to 000-00100. Okay? So those are like the lowest serial numbers. Okay? They say a $1 bill with a serial number 000-00002 is going for $2,500. The U.S.-based site lists all the different codes that collectors are looking for. This is according to Mail Online, and allows serial number fans to actually be able to get in touch with one another. Ooh, maybe it's a dating website. There are categories such as solids, where the digits repeat 8 times. There's also ladders that go like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's raiders, which I guess the number reads the same left to right as right to left, like 0113, 3110 type of thing, and then the repeaters, like 2001, 2001, where the second half is the same as the first half. You know what? If my dollar bill, and now remember, I live in Vegas, so, you know, you get a lot of dollar bills. People are always walking around with singles in this town. If any of my dollar bills are worth something, that's pretty cool. There are radar repeaters, 1221, 1221, and then there are super radars, like 2000-0002, where all the internal digits are the same, but the ends are different. Then there's super repeaters, like 69, 69, 69, stop giggling, okay? That kind of thing. And so I'm looking at a $5 bill here, where the code is A999999999A. Yeah, but they said the 999999 number on the $5 bill may not really be worth more than some of these with repeaters. Like, there's one I'm looking at now. It says J010101. You know what? Where there's a market, there's a market. Something is only worth what somebody else is willing to pay for it. Okay? So some of the highest selling serial numbers have been on dollar bills. And $1 bill was E999 all the way through 5A. That was for $1,500. All right, then there was a dollar bill with the letter B, zeros all the way across, then a number 2. That was the one worth $2,500. Then you had one with zeros all the way across, and a number 4. That was $1,250. One had zeros all the way across and a 4, but it was preceded by the letter B and the J, $1,000. One that was 000 all the way through number 3, $1,000. Then there were four notes that all had, there were four notes together that were all nines, but then 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay? So obviously this person got these bills, you know, after they were printed. They were, I know, you wonder if anybody in the Treasury is in on this. After they were printed, they had, I mean, all four stuck together, I guess. So they have four in a row. $5,000. That's some crazy stuff. So go ahead, check your dollar bills. I'm going to have my husband open up his wallet now. Problem is my husband doesn't have that much money anyway. Right in there, we're going to look at the serial numbers and see if the serial numbers are unique. Now, let's say you do have a dollar bill that has a bunch of 69s on it, but you don't think it's going to be worth anything. There is a chance this could be wanted by one of the porn sites. Who knows? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. So people always ask, Dr. Dahlia, where do you get your information from? My answer to that is God. Yeah, I get all my knowledge from God. But some of you don't believe that. And so an article has come out saying doctors actually usually turn to their peers and they look at print journals, okay, for their information. A lot of the stuff that I learned in medical school, I can't use these days. I can't. Okay? A lot of it is obsolete. We don't really do a lot of IVPs anymore. You know, to look for kidney stones. We do CAT scans now. You know, and CAT scans were starting to be used in more and more favor by, in the 90s. MRIs just starting to be used. So, nowadays, you know, we do things different. So I don't rely on everything from medical school. Now, my instinct and some of the rare diseases, oh, absolutely. But usually, us doctors, we really have to keep stuff up. And so they found when they researched that many people, they actually talk to each other. They talk to their peers. Now, if your peer is getting the information from you and you're getting the information from the peer, you're in trouble. Okay, make sure one of you is reading. But for the most part, like for me, I mean, I am reading every day. I prep for my show about 3 hours a day, plus, at least. Now, some of you are like, no, really, doesn't sound like it. Well, I do. And one of the reasons is I'm doing so much reading, you know? I mean, and so that's where I get my prep. Not too bad, huh? 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Rocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Oh, man. You know, sometimes I wish this was television and not radio, because I just made a great basket across the studio, and I just made another one. You know what the trick is? You got to know how to do the rebounds, okay? You have to know how to hit, well, the rebounds especially, but you have to know how to hit the wall behind the basket. If you can angle that, just like pool. For those of us that really aced geometry, really understood our angles, our vectors. I didn't do well in physics, but I guess if you're good in physics, you'll do well. You could then play pool. You could even play basketball. You can. You need to know your math. You need to know your angles. I'm so proud of myself. Let's go to the phone line. I know we have many people that have asked questions and comments on the answer line, so let's get to that right away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, Dr. Guy, I listen to you every week. I have this problem. It's probably from my collarbone down to the center of my chest. It just aches all the time. I went to the doctor. They did an EKG on me, and they did a couple other things on me, and they said my heart was fine, and I wore a heart monitor, and they did something else, hooked all these wires up. But that was all right, and so now he's going to do some nuclear science on me, or nuclear, I don't know, but that's the problem. It's from my collarbone down to probably right there by the center of my chest. It just aches a little bit. And this one doctor, I'm in the military, and he gave me some stuff called TAMU something to keep me from it. It's like Flomax. Mm-hmm. And right after I started taking that, about 3 months ago, it started hurting.
You know, it's interesting. Gosh, I wish I could get some more information here. When it comes to chest pain, you know, coming from a collarbone, I start to think muscle. So my thinking is if, and I agree with the stress test. I think the stress test is a very, very smart move to do because a lot of us, you know, we have chest pain. Let's talk about chest pain for a second here. Okay. So you start to have pain in the upper, it would be above the diaphragm. So we call it the chest area. Okay. Some of you call it the boobie area. Some of you call it the pecs. Some of you call it heartburn. Some of you call it chest. Some of you call it the solar plexus. I don't care. All right, but basically it's the thorax area, the chest. All right, many of us, we worry if it's on the left more than the right, but you can still have heart issues even on the right. So any sort of chest discomfort, as a doctor, this is what I start to think. First and foremost, any sort of chest discomfort, I always think heart first. Why? Because I always have to make sure there's nothing deadly going on in front of me. Once I rule out heart, then I go to the next worrisome thing. Then I go to the next worrisome thing. So chest pain, let's say if it's cardiac, okay? Chest pain that could be cardiac would be sometimes very heavy, like an elephant sitting on your chest. It rarely is sharp, but it could be. It could be very dull. It could be very achy. It could be very subtle, or it could not even hurt at all. All right? I mean, a heart attack, you may absolutely have no pain. When my father died of a heart attack, he did not feel he had any chest pain at all. All right? Something just went wrong and it stopped. And so, and I'm grateful he didn't feel pain, but, you know, unfortunately, he never had any warning signs. Why? Probably because of the diabetes. But the diabetes wasn't even that bad, so I still don't understand how he couldn't feel anything. But then again, my father was a stoic individual, wouldn't probably admit it even if he did. And so when somebody says, you know what, I'm having chest pain, but I don't think it's heart, you know, their instinct may be right. Okay, you know, I mean, because, you know, I mean, maybe they know what a pulled muscle is, etc. But as a doctor, unfortunately, I always have to give the heart the benefit of the doubt. I check the heart, I do the EKG, etc. Now, if we're looking at heart and the EKG, let's say it comes back normal. Now, what's an EKG? It picks up the electrical voltage of the heart, prints it on a piece of paper, and people's hearts give off a very predictable EKG pattern. If the EKG pattern starts to look different or funny, okay, that could also be predictable because somebody having a heart attack, somebody having injury to the heart, somebody having lack of proper blood flow will also show some pathologic signs on the EKG, and we could pick those up. The thing with the EKG is it's very, very sensitive. So if you're having a heart attack and we do the EKG is really damn good at picking it up. The problem with EKGs is they're not that specific, which I've talked to you guys about. Specific is where if the EKG is normal, that doesn't mean you're in the clear. Okay? If something has high specificity and it comes back normal, you're pretty much in good shape. Now, an example of a highly specific test would be the PSA, prostate-specific antigen. If your PSA for prostate is like below 1, I mean, you could rest assured your prostate is probably not in full-blown cancer, okay? Yet, because it's very, very specific. Now, it's not very sensitive, okay? So you see there's a little difference there? I mean, it's sensitive, but not like an EKG is with heart. So you get a normal EKG, and you're still having chest pain, we still need to look further. So then we do the stress test. So we put you on a treadmill, or there's the sit-down test, raise your heart rate, okay? And then we watch, which I think is brilliant. And I think all athletes should get this, and anybody having heart issues should get this. So then while you're exercising, while you're on the treadmill, etc., we watch the heart, and we see what happens when you're exercising. Now, why? Because when you exercise, you have vasoconstriction. And when arteries constrict throughout your body, even though you get some dilation to the heart muscle, you will still have some vasoconstriction with the epinephrine and the sympathetic response. With certain vasoconstriction, if you have blocked arteries to your heart, that vasoconstriction will start to show us that that heart muscle is not getting blood flow like it should. Then we know you failed the stress test. Now, some of you will pass the stress test. You're still having chest pain that we think could be cardiac. Well, then we do something like an angiogram where we shoot dye. It's an easy test to do. We shoot dye in. and this contrast dye, if we see a nice cylinder and then all of a sudden it starts to narrow, kind of like an hourglass center, then we know there's probably some sort of blockage there. It lights up. It's very easy to see. Even a kindergartner could see it. So, and yes, there is an art to angiogram, but these are ways to kind of let us know that something's going on. And then we catheterize, open it up, or decide to take it for bypass, etc. So that's what we would do for that. Now, okay, if it's not heart, then what else could it be? Well, the next thing we look at then is more of a gastrointestinal issue or lung issue. I'd probably say lung issue, okay? Because if you look at the anatomy, the next biggest organ, right, or most important organ, maybe not big in terms of size, from the heart is in the lungs. So are you having chest pain because you have an infection in the lung? Are you having pleurisy, inflammation of the lung lining? Right? Is there air in there, like a pneumothorax? Did air escape the lung, get in between the lung lining and the thoracic wall? That could cause pain. Do you have a big fungal ball in there? Right? What could be going on there? So we check lungs. What about a blood clot or a pulmonary embolism? What about a clot? Right? You know, to the lungs. So those types of things then get looked at. Okay? And then, of course, you know, tumor, et cetera. All right? Then we look at heartburn. That's what I do. So now, okay, what's going on with your esophagus? That's the next organ I would look at in there. And the esophagus is the peristaltic feeding tube that brings food from your mouth to the stomach. Even if you're upside down, it'll bring food from the mouth to the stomach. This thing has a lot of muscle in it. Okay? So when you're having trouble eating or you're having some pain, you feel it. Okay? And sometimes it could be acid coming up from the stomach to the esophagus. Sometimes you could have your own esophageal issues. And the esophagus runs from the throat down to the stomach. So that whole vertical plane could possibly be, if it's centered, esophagus. So that's an issue. Then I like to look at musculoskeletal, the bones, the muscle. Collarbone pain could still be referred pain from the heart. But then it could just be that. Pain of with the muscle attaching to the collarbone, right? And, you know, your collarbone is that kind of thing that you know, you have them on both sides, and they're about an inch and a half in width, right? And they connect from your medial part of the sternum over to your shoulder. Those are your collarbones. So when you're having pain there, I then tend to think, well, it could be musculoskeletal, it could be muscle. Maybe there's a nerve that's getting pinched. Maybe you have an issue with the ribs. You got muscle in between the ribs. Maybe one of the ribs popped out, subluxed a little bit. Not a full dislocation, but a subluxation where it popped out a little bit. And so now you have the muscle stretching. And that could cause a very localized acute pain. You could also have something called costochondritis, where you have inflammation of the cartilage that connects the ribs to the sternum. You have bones and you have cartilage. So there's a variety of things it could be. And so my recommendation then to you would be to, you know, go through the testing. It wouldn't hurt. I mean, getting the cardiac testing, you can't go wrong with that. You just want to make sure you're not missing something that's referred pain. Okay? Because pain is very interesting. Not only is pain very physical, but it's also very mental. So when somebody says my tooth hurt when I had a heart attack, yes, even though there is some nerve connection, a lot of times it's how the brain discerns what the pain is. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Valley.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Now, I guess a Chinese hospital has been under a huge amount of criticism as they are asking for virgin's blood. They are requesting healthy female virgins to donate blood for medical research. Peking University Cancer Hospital needs the blood of 100 female virgins aged 18 to 24 to do studies on the human papillomavirus. Now, human papillomavirus is transmitted through sexual contact, but some people are criticizing them because they think this is demeaning to women. And they say male virgins are not needed, just females. How is that science? Apparently somebody who had been on the social media discussing this. All right, I think everybody needs to relax Okay? I mean, you could only be politically correct so far. When it comes to science, okay, if we need to do studies in females, if we need to do studies in non-sexually active females, if we need to do studies in males, non-sexually active males, if we want to do a study on genes in Jews, Mormons, Buddhists, people from Libya, people from the Netherlands, people from Mexico, okay, it can't be considered racist, okay? There are things that are racist, and then there are things that are, common groupings. You know, if somebody said, Dahlia, we need to take your blood because you're a woman in your 40s, I wouldn't find that demeaning. I fall into that group. I'm a woman in my 40s, okay? For those of you that have guns, you are in a group of people who love guns. I mean, that's not racist. Yeah, I love, you know, guns and shooting, and I love, cleaning my gun, and I love doing my training, etc. I don't love violence. I don't love guns being in inappropriate hands of people. But, you know, boy, I mean, when we... You know, people fall into groups. You have vegans, okay? There's going to be some research done on people who are vegans. That's not insulting. People who are vegans are proud to be vegan. So anyway, I guess what they want to do is they need negative control substances and HPV research. So if they're looking at people who had sex, all right, and they're looking for HPV in the blood, and they're looking at women, then they're going to need women who don't have HPV in their blood. Now, you could also look at nuns, right? Because nuns technically don't have sex and shouldn't have HPV in the blood. But they're looking for people who are virgins, and they have to actually be virgins, etc. Now, it's just interesting to see public opinion where, if you can't even as a scientist ask for a group, I mean, people did studies all the time. You know, we need males, both African American and white males, but we don't need Hispanic males in this particular study. That's okay, guys. That's okay. If they're trying to compare, you know, certain genes between white males and black males, that's okay. I mean, we can't stop science because we're worried that somebody is going to say, but wait a second, I'm Pacific Islander, there's studies for everybody, okay? All right, and there's studies for virgins, and so if you're a non-virgin and you're upset that you can't give your blood to this one study, I'm sure there's going to be other studies you could donate your blood to. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, this was kind of interesting. Lefty versus righty. They think they found the genes that determine if you're right or left-handed. Now, they think throughout the world, the range, according to Fox News, is between 5 and 20% of the population being left-handed. So that would mean 80 to 95% of us are right-handed. Now, some of us are ambidextrous as kids, and then we start to favor one hand. Some people think it's because there's a bias towards right-handedness. Maybe it's because scissors, things are right-handed, desks could be more right-handed. Maybe mom, when she hands baby something, aims towards the right. But I think it's always been genetic, you know, because I could never use my left. I tried. I did not want to be right-handed. I wanted to be left-handed like my mom because my mom's left-handed. So I would try so hard, and my left hand, I can't brush my hair with it. I can't brush my teeth. I can't use toilet paper. I cannot do nothing with my left hand. So to me, it's very genetic. So apparently, Dr. Brander and his colleagues asked 728 people to move a row of 10 pegs using their right hand and their left. People who took much longer on one side versus the other was assessed to have hand dominance. So they just didn't ask them. All right? They said, look, you know, prove us what you could do. Then they looked at a larger group of 2,600 people. And they found that there was an association with a gene called the PCSK6. And they say the PCSK6 creates left and right parts in utero. The other genes, I guess, there's other, you know, genes that also affect how the body parts are oriented, etc. So, for example, every now and then you'll have a baby that is born with the heart on the right side as opposed to the left. People are like, well, how does that happen? Well, because the genes that are responsible for fright or situs inversus is where all the organs that are supposed to be on the left are on the right. So, for example, the heart is leaning towards the right. The stomach is on the right. The spleen is on the right. That's called situs inversus. And situs inversus is where the internal organs are basically flipped. People with dextrocardia, heart leans more towards the right than the left. The heart is flipped, etc. But, you know, some people, unfortunately, with their genes, the organs are all over the place. It's a mess, not wired appropriately, etc. So basically, they figured out that there is probably a gene that determines if we're going to be right or left-handed. Now, the reason why this isn't cut and dry is because they have done studies with little twin babies. And they found with that some of the twins would favor different hands. So you could have a twin who's right-handed and a twin who's left-handed. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second, then they're not true twins. Yeah, they are. If the egg and the fertilized egg was divided, right, okay, and not two separate sperm, but the zygote was divided, you're going to have identical twins. Same genetic makeup. Now, if you have two separate eggs, right, two separate sperm, those are fraternal, different genes. So, it's interesting. So I think there may be a little bit of environmental. Maybe they think in utero, one part of the brain may get some pressure on it. Therefore, they end up being more dominant on the other hand, because you end up compensating for that. If you're weak on one side, you'll end up compensating on the other side. But all I know is, for me, very, very genetic. Next thing we want to talk about are the ban on gay blood donors. This still continues. Even though the American Medical Association voted to oppose the policy on banning gay blood donors, it's still out there. And unfortunately, many gay men that want to donate blood can't. Now, remember, the reason why this came about is back in the 80s when the AIDS epidemic started. Okay, people were freaked out. And they were afraid because they couldn't test the blood. Even if you tested the blood originally, the blood could later on down the line show a positive. So they had decided back then that if you're gay, you can't donate blood. Well, we've had multiple medical agencies saying, look, guys, we're testing the blood anyway, whether it be for HIV, hepatitis, etc. Even the average straight man, we still have to check the blood for HIV. So we'll talk about that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC. DALI.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Celebrate National Preparedness Month with BePrepared.com. This Preptember, get 31% off our new Supreme Pizza Combo. All the food storage ingredients you need for delicious homemade pizzas. Now or years from now. Regularly $143.85, now just $99.99. Also save 30% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix. On sale for $21.99 this month only. For Preptember deals, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863. Or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
David J. Smith of Newswatch Magazine, January 2011. After a federal law was passed to transfer a World War I memorial in the Mojave Desert to private ownership, the United States Supreme Court ruled that the cross in the memorial could continue to stand. But the Obama administration refused to allow the land to be transferred as required by law and refused to allow the cross to be erected as ordered by the court. How much more anti-biblical can you get? We would like to offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. A couple of the stories I want to get to is how I guess Maryland counties are joining a movement to secede from a very largely Democratic-run state because of, from what I understand, most of the population. Right? Being in, this is a very interesting story. I'm going to want to get to that, but I know some of you are on the phone lines, and I still want to finish with the gay blood donation ban. So let's get to the phone lines at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Dr. Dahlia, this is one of your truck drivers, Wild Bill, here.
Hey, Wild Bill.
Pennsylvania. Last week, or 2 weeks ago, you were asking about what constitutes a redneck. Well, I got 10 questions here. If you answer 8 out of 10 yes, the thing that you might be is you are a redneck. So the first question is, do you love hunting?
Yep.
Number 2, do you love fishing?
Yep.
Number 3, do you love camping?
Oh, yeah.
Number 4 is beer. Do you love beer? No matter what kind, as long as it's cold. Number 5, barbecue. If you can kill it, we can grill it. If you fillet it, we'll saute it. That's enough about that. Family. We love our families.
Oh, yeah.
We love big families. You pick on one of us, well, you picked on all of us because we'll all whoop on you. And if mama's happy, we're all happy.
Oh, true that.
Okay, number 7, guns. We love our guns.
Mm-hmm.
We shoot anything.
I hear
number 8, trucks. Got to have a truck. Yeah. Can't put a gun rack in a Honda Civic. We love our trucks. Put mud tires on anything. You are campers. But there's only 3 kind of trucks, Chevy, Ford, Dodge. So that's nothing about that.
Oh, yeah.
Patriots. We are patriots. We love our country. We love the military. We love sports.
Oh, yeah.
Country music. Last but not least, number 10, do you love country music?
Yeah.
We all love country music. So that's the 10 questions. If you answer 8 out of 10, it ain't you might be. It is you are a redneck.
I am a redneck. I love it. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, that's good to hear. That is good to hear. You know, one of our previous callers is from West Monroe, where the Duck Dynasty guys are. Apparently, he goes to the same church as Phil worships in the same place as him. That's awesome. That is awesome. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. So that's good. I feel good about that. Thank you, guys. Thank you. All right, quickly. So going back to, you know, many people are concerned when it comes to blood donations that if they're going to be receiving blood, and by the way, you can do your own autologous, right, type of blood where you could store your own blood. So if God forbid you ever need it, you could use it. Of course, you got to replenish it, etc. So, I mean, but for the most part, when you receive somebody else's blood nowadays, I think we have an amazing standard of blood safety. So this blood is already screened for hepatitis and HIV. And the screening process that people try to use before people donate blood, yeah, I guess that could help, but it never made sense to me. Because many people who, let's say you're going there with a bunch of friends to donate blood, and you're asked, are you gay? And you might have had a few dalliances that were homosexual in nature. But you're here with your friends, all of you from work, on your lunch break, decided to come in and donate blood. You're not going to want to be turned down in public, and you're trying to keep those dalliances. And many men that are straight have had some homosexual encounter at once in their life when they were kind of finding themselves. I know some people think once you have a gay encounter, you're gay for life. No, some people, they aren't sure. They experiment. They go, nah, don't like it, not for me. And they decide, and then they fall in love. And who they fall in love with is who they spend the rest of their life with. Okay? And then you have other people that do, you know, they do express love to men and women, etc. But if somebody wants to keep that private, and they don't want to fill out a questionnaire, they don't want to explain that to somebody, they could very easily say no and say, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. Meaning I could donate blood. Let me donate blood with everybody else. So when I heard that, you know, this was still going on where if you are homosexual male, you cannot, which I think has been around since was it 1983? I'm thinking that's when, FDA implemented the ban back in 1983. This is from Fox News. When health officials were first recognizing the risk of contracting AIDS via blood transfusions. Under the policy, blood donations are barred from any man who has had sex with another man at any time since 1977, the start of the AIDS epidemic in the United States. So if you ever had an encounter with a male since 1977, you aren't allowed to donate blood, etc. So what never made sense to me is people could lie. And they could say no. Or maybe they don't remember. Maybe they got drunk. There was a bunch of people in the bed. They don't know. So the donation services, the American Blood Centers, Blood Banks of America, Red Cross, etc., they still have to screen the blood. You could have had sex with a woman, had no idea that she could have carried AIDS, HIV, I should say, the HIV virus. You come up negative that next week, but then you convert 6 months later. So if they already have to assume that you have something communicable, whether you're gay, straight, have a tattoo, not have a tattoo, used IV drugs, didn't use IV drugs. So if you answer, never used IV drugs, never had a tattoo, never had sex with somebody with HIV, etc., they still can't trust that. They still have to screen the blood. So if they're going to screen the blood anyway, take the blood. Now, if somebody says, I have hepatitis outright, or I have HIV, no, they can't. But if you have a homosexual male that wants to donate blood and we need blood, let him donate blood, for crying out loud. Not all homosexual males have HIV. Not all straight males have HIV. Not all homosexual males have syphilis, hepatitis. Not all straight males have syphilis, hepatitis. Have I had male patients that have syphilis, hepatitis that were straight? Absolutely. So if we're going to screen for it anyway, there's no sense. And if we have to assume somebody may not know their HIV status, then it doesn't make any sense to ask if they're gay or not. See? It's stupid. So as far as I'm concerned, it is obsolete. Okay? And we need blood. Any of you that could donate blood, please, and God bless you for doing it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're getting more and more news on Aaron Alexis, the 34-year-old Navy Yard gunman. And we heard that he had been a hardcore drinker and had played like 16-hour marathon sessions of video games, such as Call of Duty. People say that he had been treated for a serious mental illness, had been quote-unquote hearing voices. Okay. Apparently he had gone to work one day with a gun into his waistband, and he's a contractor, so he wasn't supposed to be armed. They say that Aaron Alexis had complained of racial discrimination at one time. Now, the reason why you see all this haphazard media coverage on who he was is because they're still trying to get information. As of yet, I don't think we have any reports from any doctors, and again, I don't know if any of his personal doctors would come forward at this point in time. But, you know, so you're getting bits and pieces as people are trying to figure out who he was and what could have caused him. Why, for the love of the Lord, would he decide to come, you know, into that building and start shooting people up, leaving thus far 12 people dead, 8 others. There was a report that there was a 13th, but I don't have that confirmed yet. Now, if somebody was hearing voices, could be a sign of schizophrenia, okay? Could be a sign of mental illness. Now, not everybody who hears voices is going to shoot or kill. But we'll talk about, mental illnesses and which ones have been related to violence. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.